It's Thursday, the 17th of November. It's day 17 of Nap on Pomo. And I feel really nasally this morning. I don't know why, but no, I don't feel 100%. Anyway, good morning, everybody. I hope you're all well. It is day 17 of Napod Pomo. I hope you have a great day. Things are a little bit different this morning. It's 6:15, which is a little bit earlier than the last few days, but not by much. Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Yes, thank you. Why is it different to normal? Well, the difference is I'm actually up and showered and dressed and pretty much ready to go to work, actually. What it is that I've been struggling to get into work on time at the moment. Not because I've been leaving late, because I haven't, but because of the traffic. Now, the obvious solution to beating the traffic is to leave early, which is fine. But it's that balance of how early you leave to get there too early, and not leaving early enough to get there late, if that makes sense. So my boss came out to me yesterday and said, "How was the journey in this morning?" And I said, "Well, pretty much as bad as usual." And she said, "How would it work for you if you worked 8 till 4? And I'm like, wow, that'd be really good on a number of levels. You know, I'd avoid the traffic in the morning, I'd avoid most of the traffic in the afternoon, and I'd get home early enough to spend some time with not only the kids, but also with Caroline. Now, I don't see either the kids or Caroline first thing in the morning anyway, so leaving that hour earlier won't make that much difference. But getting home an hour earlier would make a phenomenal difference. I left early on Tuesday because we had the computer club at the church, and I was home by 6:15. Typically the kind of time that you may get home from work if you work a 9-to-5 and don't work 50 miles away from where you live. So yeah, it could be a good one. So we're going to trial it and see how it works. Any concern there is that what if I'm needed after 4 o'clock? But we'll address that one. Even if it's only part-time. No, not part-time. Even if it's only a few days a week. Sorry, that's what I meant. To go in at 8 o'clock. Yeah, should be good. Yeah. Okie dokie. We have a really good track. We have a very special track today. For a couple of reasons. Now, the reason this track is so special in the first case is that it was actually brought to our attention by John the Nice Guy Spriggs, who is an amazing friend of the show, and, as I said yesterday, runs the CC Hits Creative Commons Music Service. Now, what makes this track particularly special is that it wasn't a Creative Commons track until John the Nice Guy went to the artist and said, "Do you know what? It would be of great benefit to you if you were to release that track under Creative Commons." So they did. And that is a a big tick for John the Nice Guy for actually persuading an artist to release a track under Creative Commons, which is really good and quite an achievement. It really is. Now, sadly, this track can't go on to the CC Hits service. I first played this track on the podcast on the 16th of April, show 156. It can't go on to CC Hits because there is no direct link to the track to download. Despite the fact they've released the track under Creative Commons, there is no easy way to download it. So, it can't go on to the CC Hits service yet. However, I will have a chat with John the Nice Guy. John, if you listen to this, let me know. it's a very good track. So, the band is called Four Star Mary, and this track is called Marlene. No, not Marlene. Marlene. Enjoy it. I hope you do. and I'll catch you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Shut out those voices in your head.